Well, the government is coming after you big time, and I am still trying to understand a little bit of the timeline, and I'd love your perspective on this. As I know it, they froze your assets based on a RICO charge for racketeering or something. At the same time, they then charge you with these crimes. It seemed like the intent was to get you to immediately fold and just sort of plea bargain and throw your hands up instead of pursuing your innocence.
Well, that's absolutely correct. They came down very, very heavy on me, heavier than a Bigfoot, believe me. I heard your previous conversation. My case is very complicated, and I'm not sure if I had 2 or 3 hours I could explain it clearly enough. But suffice it to say, I have two parts to my situation. One is a civil part and one is a criminal part. We were in the civil part of my case for 5 months, from October 4th of last year until March 1st of this year, when the government indicted me criminally. This is the part where they came after me and they took all of my stuff immediately. They just froze my life on October 4th financially. They stripped me of all my financial assets, my property, basically left me penniless. They kept me in this position for 5 months, playing the procedural game with me. They stonewalled. They wouldn't come forward with any discovery. They wouldn't move the civil matter along. They kept pushing and pushing and pushing for me to basically plea out. I refused to plea out. It's at this point in time that they came down on me with a criminal indictment, RICO, racketeering, money laundering, conspiracy, and the list goes on. The charges here, for what in essence is a state misdemeanor crime of prostitution.
In what state?
The federal government has jurisdiction everywhere. But prostitution is a state crime.
Yeah. In what state would they have charged you? Because they keep saying D.C., and I think, okay, that puts you in the District of Columbia.
That's correct.
Okay, and so so that would seem to be a local D.C. matter. D.C. police arrest somebody for prostitution or for pandering or however it's written. How do the feds get involved?
Well, this is a really good question, because we don't understand why the feds have gotten involved. Because you're absolutely correct. This should have been something that should have been handled in the lower courts for the District of Columbia. This should not be a federal matter. The feds, in this particular case, this Department of Justice, has for all intents and purposes federalized prostitution, which, again, at the very most, is a state misdemeanor charge, whether you're in any state or, as you've so aptly pointed out, even in the lower courts for the District of Columbia.
Okay, because it would just seem to me, and I want to get back to the civil thing in a second, but is there press, have the feds gone after other, pardon the term, have gone after other madams in other places?
No.
Is this something they do in Reno? I mean, do they go after people, the federal government, getting...
No, I'm extremely special. I'm very special.
Yeah, I bet you're happy with that.
I'm very special here. As a matter of fact, not one of my 10,000 clients has been indicted. Not one of the 133 women who apparently worked for me have been indicted. During the last 10 months, since October 4th of last year, since this process, this nightmare of sorts has commenced, not one other agency, independent partnership in the D.C. or Baltimore areas none of these folks have been indicted. As a matter of fact, believe it or not, about a month or so back, Bill Cowden, who is the head assistant U.S. attorney in charge of the government's case, stood up in open court and told Judge Kessler, who is the presiding judge here, that the government had absolutely no intention whatsoever of bringing any one of the 10,000 clients to court to testify. They were not interested whether the clients had legal or illegal sex. Now, if you think about this, this is absolutely mind-blowing.
And that's the court of the case.
It's
case? Right. So how are they going to prove their case that you were running a prostitution ring if they don't bring forward Johns, who said, I paid the women and the women who said, I paid Jean Palfrey my cut?
Very good question. Very good question.
I mean, if they don't do that, what do they have?
Very good question.
But back up to the civil case. What was the civil case about? You said it was a civil case and then it became a criminal case. Who was suing whom?
Well, in this situation, the cases are one and the same. They're just divided into two parts. One is civil, where they have taken all of my property.
Right.
And the other is criminal, where they're trying to take my liberty.
Well, so who came after you with the RICO was a civil case?
Yes. The agencies involved, the federal agencies involved, are the criminal IRS and the postal inspectors. Now, keep in mind, and I think this needs to be clarified right up front, because a lot of people have some confusion about this matter. This is not your typical IRS case. I paid my taxes for the entire 13-year operational history of the business. Every year, I had my little Excel spreadsheet. The girls got their 1099s in January. I paid my taxes in March, April, and then I had periodic consultations with my tax preparer throughout the year. 13 years, never once audited, never once questioned. This is not a typical IRS tax evasion kind of case. Yet, the agency in charge is the criminal division of the IRS and the postal inspector's office.
Okay. Again, it comes down to then why you and not the girls? I mean, if it's a larger operation, if they're going for RICO, don't they ordinarily go after everybody that's connected? You go to the octopus and to the tentacles, correct?
Well, the mere definition of the word conspiracy implies or
has to be more than one.
Two or more people.
Right.
I am a conspiracy of one. Right now, I'm a conspiracy of one. Let me give you a little background, because my case, again, is very befuddling, and it really needs a little bit of clarification. Apparently, I was under investigation from approximately March or so. This is as far back as I have been able to ascertain at this point in time. The spring or so of 2004 until the trigger was pulled 2.5-plus years later on October 4th. Now, let me say that I use the word investigation loosely. It appears from what I can gather at this point in time that it was more of a J. Edgar Hoover style kind of gathering of information type investigation about me, my financial dealings, my life, etc., as opposed to an investigation into prostitution.